The On-K News report, normally scheduled for broadcast at this time, will not be heard so that Armed Forces Radio On-K and the 1st Air Cavalry Division Radio News Section may bring you the following special program. Christmas in the Central Highlands, 1966. This is Army Corporal Jim Pruitt, and during the next few minutes, you will hear holiday greetings from General W.C. Westmoreland, commander of U.S. troops in Vietnam, and from the major commands of the 1st Air Cavalry Division. Music is by the Skytrooper Choir. And now, the Skytrooper Choir sings Away in a Manger. Listening to Christmas in the Central Highlands, 1966. And this is Armed Forces Radio, AM and FM on K. The following teletype message is from General W.C. Westmoreland, commander of the United States Army, Vietnam. It reads, Christmas is traditionally the time of the year when families and friends gather to celebrate the birth of Christ and the Noel season. Here in Vietnam, even though we are separated from our loved ones, their thoughts will be with us, and our thoughts will be with them. With their support and God's help, this Christmas should find us nearer to success here in Vietnam, where we are helping a dedicated nation to achieve the freedom that we enjoy. Although thousands of miles separate us from home and family, God is with us, and the spirit of Christmas will prevail. As we pause in our duties to observe this traditional holy day, we should rededicate ourselves to defeating the forces of aggression and helping the beleaguered people of Vietnam. We should also remember to thank God that our country is free, that our loved ones are secure, and that they are free to observe the Christmas season. I extend my best wishes to each of you for a very Merry Christmas. Signed, General W.C. Westmoreland. Music now, again from the Skytrooper Choir with the First Noel.
Thank you.
is Armed Forces Radio, AM and FM on K. Officers and men of the first team, Major General John Norton, Commanding General of the 1st Air Cavalry Division.
On Christmas Day, we celebrate the birth of a child. A child who's coming into the world, revolutionized the thoughts, the hopes, and the aspirations of men. For this was no mere child, but the Christ, the Son of God, at whose birth the angels sang, "Glory be to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill." Peace on earth. This has been the goal of Christian people since the first Christmas Day, a goal which the pages of history reveal has seldom been achieved and hardly ever been maintained. Even today, 2,000 years after the birth of that child, we are struggling for that peace in the rice paddies and the jungles of Vietnam. There are those who say that the only way to achieve peace is to refuse to go to war. But that would not be peace. That would be human slavery, an affront to the dignity of man, created as he is in the image and likeness of God. Here in Vietnam, then, we are American soldiers fighting for peace. On Christmas Day, let us also pray for peace. On that day, let us go to our chapels so that we can join in spirit with our loved ones back home and with free people everywhere to pray to the Prince of Peace, joyful in the knowledge that we are striving to bring peace and the freedom that goes with it to a people who would otherwise be enslaved to tyranny and oppression. So to all troopers, I wish a Merry Christmas and a most happy new year.
You are listening to Armed Forces Radio, AM and FM on K. And now, the Sky Trooper Choir. Christmas and the Central Highlands, 1966. A special holiday program for skytroopers of the U.S. Army's 1st Air Cavalry Division. This is Corporal Jim Pruitt, and I'd like to take this opportunity on behalf of the entire staff of AFRS on K and the radio news section of Division PIO to wish you a very Merry Christmas and many Happy New Years. Here is another person who would like to express his holiday wishes, Colonel James C. Smith, commanding officer of the 1st Brigade at Hammond.
Greetings to the men of the Out of the Way Brigade, given in an atmosphere in which we are operating at this time, leads me into a number of thoughts. I remember about around 2,000 years ago, our most supreme commander of our people decided that he was going to present a gift to the world. And through this gift, he was going to provide to each human being the guarantee of a life of value, of spiritual value, which previously had been only something to talk about. Today we find ourselves in a country fighting a war for other people. Each one of you is giving in some small way. But is it a small way? Because each of you is giving yourself. When the Lord Jesus Christ was born into this world, the guarantee that each of you, as an individual, would live and love and live a life of individual value, not only to yourselves, to all men. I wonder sometimes if it was thought then that each would be contributing as you are doing here. These are the thoughts which I would like for you to consider as you sit in your lonely outpost, or in your landing zone, or in your ambush, or wherever you may be here in the field. Christmas actually can mean more to you than anyone else in the world this year. Because doing what you're doing, serving where you are serving, should impress on you more than ever the motto which most of us live by as professional soldiers. That motto being duty, honor, and country. Duty to God, honor above all things, and country before self. Yes, I think that each of you in your own way is contributing probably the greatest gift that you can give to your friends, your families, your country, and that is yourself.
The 1st Brigade Commander, Colonel James C. Smith. And this is Armed Forces Radio, AM and FM on K. Listen now to the Sky Trooper Choir. oldest and most popular songs of Christmas is Silent Night. The Skytrooper Choir will sing the traditional holiday favorite after we hear from Colonel C.D. Daniels of the 3rd Gary Owen Brigade.
Let me take this means to wish every trooper of the first team as joyous a Christmas as possible under the circumstance of war and a 1967 of personal and unit progress. I also hope sincerely that Christmas a year from now will find each of you with a feeling of personal accomplishment for your part in helping the South Vietnamese win the war. Best of good wishes to every trooper.
That was Colonel C.D. Daniels of the 3rd Gary Owen Brigade. And this is Armed Forces Radio in Anh Ke, South Vietnam, broadcasting on this Christmas Day, December the 25th, from the Central Highlands of South Vietnam. And now the Skytrooper Choir with Silent Night. This is Armed Forces Radio, Anh Ke, South Vietnam. The following message is from Colonel William Brand, Commander of Division Artillery.
As the Christmas season approaches, our thoughts naturally are of snow-covered landscapes, last-minute shopping, decorating the Christmas tree, and the eager and wide-eyed faces of brothers, sisters, sons, or daughters. In short, our thoughts are of our loved ones. For many, this will be the first Christmas away from the comforting and familiar surroundings of home. It will be difficult to capture the true Christian spirit of Christmas. This difficulty, caused by the conflict in which we find ourselves engaged, thousands of miles from home, should be the basis for a moment of reflection. We are here so that others may enjoy and celebrate, each in his own way, his own Christmas. When considered in this light, the sacrifices we have made or will make are more than worthwhile. I wish you and every member of the command a very Merry Christmas, and may we all find some measure of the feeling of peace that prevails during this season.
William Brand of Division Artillery. And now, more holiday music from the Division Choir. The Sky Trooper Choir on Armed Forces Radio on K, and our program is called Christmas in the Central Highlands 1966, and this is Christmas Day, December the 25th, and no matter where you are, throughout the world, everyone celebrates Christmas, the birth of Christ. The following is a message from the Support Command Commanding Officer, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Reisacker.
Once again, this Christmas season finds many American servicemen separated from their loved ones. We here in Vietnam know that this sacrifice is worthwhile when we consider the importance of our assisting the Vietnamese nation as it strives to attain peace and freedom for its people. The Christmas season affords us an opportunity to reflect again on the blessings of our Christian heritage and to remember him who gave his life for our salvation. Let us ask God's blessings for the people of Vietnam in their just and noble cause. May the bonds of mutual friendship and brotherhood which unite our two countries never diminish. I wish to extend to each and every member of Support Command my most sincere and personal holiday greetings, and to express my humble appreciation for your outstanding achievements during the past year. Let me also take this opportunity on behalf of the officers and men of the Support Command to extend to all members of the first team a most joyous Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year.
The Sky Trooper Choir sings again on Armed Forces Radio on K. Your dial is set for the sounds of Christmas 1966 on AFRS on K. We hope your holiday is one that you will enjoy as best as possible under the conditions. And I'm certain that you will have many more happy holidays. But, unfortunately, or possibly to your advantage, your Christmas in Vietnam will be a one-time affair. And now, Colonel Howard Lukens, commanding officer of the 11th Aviation Group.
Officers and men of the 11th Aviation Group, I am honored and humbly so at the opportunity to extend Christmas greetings to all members of the Red Hawks. Included within this term, of course, are the Assault Helicopter Battalions, the 227th and 229th, the Assault Support Helicopter Battalion, the 228th, the On-K Army Airfield Command, and our general support and headquarters companies, each with an identity and a tradition of its own, but identifiable as the 11th Aviation Group. I would at this time make mention of the tremendous record that you have established for yourselves and for aviation during the past year in Vietnam. Yours has been a vital contribution to the success of the Air Cavalry Division, to the air assault concept, and to the advancement of freedom in Vietnam. I think it is particularly appropriate at this time, at Christmas, for you to note with deep pride that your efforts are also cast in the selfless role of the giver, which is in the tradition of these religious holidays. Your efforts in the group as a supporting arm advancing the efforts of other elements of the division are in the same context of giving of oneself that surrounds the entire theme of Christmas. I am very proud to be one of you and to bring this Christmas message. I wish the very best of all to you and to yours on this Christmas day.
Colonel Howard Lukens, commanding officer of the 11th Aviation Group. And now, more of the holiday sound of the Sky Trooper Choir from AFRS on K.
What difference is my hill from the north?
Choir with This Is My Country. The final message is from our division chaplain, Father McGraw.
There is no day in the year when human beings are more unselfish than on Christmas Day. It is, we might say, the day of the big give. We give gifts to our loved ones, to our friends, and to those whom we have heard are in need, the orphan, the widow, the poor, the homeless. For the most part, we give things which we buy with money. But this year, this Christmas, we are giving something that money cannot buy. We are giving ourselves. To help the orphan, the widow, the poor, the homeless of this country, we are giving the one gift that only we can give, the gift of ourselves. Herein then should lie the joy of each American soldier on this Christmas day, the realization that like God himself on the first Christmas day, you are giving the most precious gift you possess, the gift of yourself.
The division chaplain, Father McGraw. This is Armed Forces Radio, AM and FM, on K, South Vietnam. That concludes the program, Christmas in the Central Highlands, 1966. And now on behalf of Armed Forces Radio, the announcing and engineering staff, the military-affiliated radio system, and the radio news section of the Office of Information and History, this is Corporal Jim Pruitt wishing you, the officers and men of the 1st Cavalry Division, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.